talked about that yesterday, didn't we? How eight symbolizes eternity and heaven. And today we commemorate some martyrs called the Four Holy Crowned Martyrs. Today I want to tell you about some of those All Saints who are symbolized in the long epistle we've been having these days about the 12 tribes all being signed, each one of them, 12,000 of them, with the special sign that comes from God. It's a sign of God's grace that sends those who love Him to heaven. You know, children, there are all sorts of saints. Today, for example, we have the feast day of a saint who nobody liked. He was an extremely unpopular saint. But in a way, I think they did like him. And then we have the feast days of saints that no one was quite sure who they are. So, to be on the safe side, they call them the Four Holy Crowned Martyrs because they are all of them crowned in heaven with a beautiful, it's called an aureole, it's like a halo, and it differs for each kind of saint. For example, a martyr has one kind of shining color, and a confessor or a virgin or a widow, they'd all have a little bit different crowns that they wear in heaven. It would be one of the interesting things that we see when we hope one day we get to heaven. Well, the saint that nobody liked is Saint Godfrey of Amiens. That is his feast day. He became a monk when he was 5 years old. Imagine that. When you're 5 years old, usually you're lucky to get into kindergarten. Imagine becoming a monk. But he was quite serious as a boy. And he wore his little monk's habit, and he did his little jobs, and he went to church all day and all night long. Well, he knew that very much that great things would probably have to come from him, and that was indeed the case. He was so holy that he could just take charge of a monastery and build it up almost overnight. So people got the idea, let's make him be our bishop because he's so holy. Only when he became the bishop, he was a little bit too holy for most people, too strict, and no one liked him. He made priests who were being bad start to be good. And one time there was a mother abbess who had, in a fit, beaten one of her nuns. And the nun didn't like that, so she went to see the saint. And Saint Godfrey said, he went to see the abbess, and he said, that won't do. I won't have any more of that. He was always looking after the poor people, too. The lepers, for example. One leper he healed with a kiss, and he used to feed and wash the feet of 12 poor people every day. One time he was keeping Christmas at the royal court, and back then it was the custom at the offertory to bring up the bread and the wine and candles and things like that that could be used for Mass. And then you got a special blessing from the bishop. Now, since this bishop was a saint, even though no one liked him, they all wanted to get his blessing. Well, the bishop sent word during Mass to the nobles that if they didn't change their hairstyle, they couldn't come to church. Because back then, the men had a very silly, silly practice of having their hairs curled, like women do. And the bishop said, we'll have none of that in church. And so all of the princes had to go outside, and with their swords, they had to sort of try to chop off the curls, or else they wouldn't be allowed to walk in the procession and receive the bishop's blessing. No, but no wonder that the saint wasn't popular. But never mind, children, we don't do God's will to be popular, do we? No, we do God's will because we love Him. And this is our way of showing how much we love Almighty God. And so there was no question after he died, he became a very great saint in heaven, Godfrey of Amiens. Then the other saints, we're not sure who they are, the four holy crowned ones. Some say they were sculptors who made beautiful statues in Dalmatia or Hungary, and others say they were soldiers who were martyred in Rome. And so to be on the safe side, we just call them the Holy Crowned Saints. And they could stand, as I say, for all of the unknown saints, because saints are always crowned with glory in heaven. Now, there's a third kind of saint. We've talked about saints that nobody likes and saints that nobody knows their right name. The third kind of saint, you'd almost have to feel sorry for them, would be saints who end up being patron saints of bad people. And that's the case of the crowned saints. They're, of all things, the patron saints of the Freemasons. The Freemasons, children, are very strong in Ohio. And they are a secret society, and they're all the time plotting against the Catholic Church and against our country, actually. And so we really do need to pray for them, because the Freemasons started out as masons or sculptors. Then they got the idea they would name some of their Masonic temples after these saints, because they say they were sculptors too. You imagine the four Holy Crown saints. They have a lot of work to do if they're going to convert all of the Freemasons and make them stop all of their wicked plans. So we'd better help them out by saying a prayer today for the conversion of Freemasons. Children, there's always someone for whom we need to be praying. That's why when we come to Mass, we must never waste time. We must always be saying little prayers, because sometimes we need to help out even the saints to do their job, like the four crowned ones. They have a big job ahead of them. And let's remember, most of all of the saints that no one even knows about, we want to be in their number one day. And just think, you'll have a crown, you'll have a halo, and I wonder what color it will be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.